Join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is Avoiding Fainting Spells by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
All right. Well, let's go to the Word of God. I want to start something that I wish I could finish it. The reason why I say I wish I could finish it is because the seven things, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and give you the seven things. And if I don't get to them all, then I'll go back and pick up where I left off. But there's seven things I want to talk about today. But the subject I want to talk on today is avoiding fainting spells. Avoiding fainting spells. And it's based upon the scripture. I'm going to give it to you from three translations, Proverbs 24 and 10. Proverbs 24 and 10 says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If you faint in a day of adversity, your strength is small. Proverbs 24 and 10, the New Living Translation says, if you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. You fail under pressure, your strength is too small. Then Proverbs 24 and 10, Message Translation says, if you fall to pieces in a crisis, there wasn't much to you in the first place. Wow. That's why I call a Message Translation to slap you in your face, uppercut in your face. I mean, if you want to get offended with somebody, you can get offended with the Peterson translation of the scriptures, which we know as the Message, but he just make it real plain. If you fall to pieces in a crisis, there wasn't much to you in the first place. Avoiding fainting spells. So King James says, if you faint in a day of adversity, the Living Translation says, if you fail under pressure. The Message Translation says, if you fall to pieces, your strength is small, not much to you. Avoiding fainting spells. So when a person faints physically, they become spiritless. It means to become weary. It means to become utterly exhausted. Okay. Spiritless, weary, and exhausted. When a person, when you use that word faint as a verb, it means to pass out, to lose consciousness, to fall unconscious, to black out, to collapse. Somebody would say even to flake out, to keel over, conk out, zonk out, drop, go out like a light. All those are synonyms that we use for fainting. And, you know, a lot of people fainted during this pandemic spiritually, gave up. Some of them I heard from them. Some of them I tried to keep going. Some I tried to encourage. Some of them got involved with relationships, got involved in sexual relationships that took you off the path. God's destiny for you. Now, I don't know how y'all decide to fornicate and get with somebody you don't know in the midst of a pandemic, and now you're talking about you're scared to come to church. You should have been scared getting that bid. Oh, Jesus, Lord, I'm sorry, y'all. That's the old Herbert Bailey coming out. I'm better now. I'm not supposed to. That's the vintage Herbert Bailey. That's the Herbert Bailey that you streaming folks don't know. Prior to me streaming, that's how I used to preach, talk to my congregation. Everybody can't handle you being that straight. That's what you should have been scared of. That's what you should have been scared of. People that fainted and stopped tithing, gave up. People fainted and said, I don't believe like that anymore. And some people just fainted from just fellowshipping with the saints, coming to church, fainted, passed out, gave up. And a phrase that I've been using for years regarding that word faint, it means to give up, to cave in and quit. God does not want you to give up. God does not want you to cave in. God does not want you to quit. Marriage is fainted. I cannot tell y'all, particularly in Right Direction, in the early days, it used to break my heart to see marriages go through and break up. And I realized I can't keep everybody's marriage together. It takes everything. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost to keep my own together. That's what we're going to work on. And so I give people the word, pray for you. I'm telling y'all, I used to try to make people come in for counseling. Now come on in. Now I don't care if you want to. No, I ain't trying to do all that. Because I realize people will waste my time. At some point, you're going to have to make up your mind that I'm going to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I'm going to put on the whole armor of God so I can stand. Got back this week and I started watching my pastor, Bishop Jake's Bible study from last week. And he was preaching from Ephesians 6 about the whole armor of God. He talked about how Paul tells us all this armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the spirit, the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit, et cetera. And he gives us all this armor. Based upon a Roman soldier's armor. He gives all this armor. And he tells the reason why we need the armor. He's not even the fight. He says you need to put on all this armor just to stand. Just to stand. And having done all to stand, stand. Not faint, stand. I know we can't get you to fight if we can't get you to stand. Sometimes standing is just half the battle right there. Standing is half the battle. I mean, you know you're going to get beat if you sit down, if you lay down. Standing. Put on the whole armor of God so you can stand. Not fight, stand. That's half the fight right there. God told the children of Judah, he said, the tribe of Judah said, go on down to the brook, to the valley of Sequoia. He said, you won't need to fight this battle, but you got to go down and at least stand. But when you faint, you pass out, lose conscience, give up. I ain't doing it no more. I ain't coming anymore. I'm not giving anymore. I'm not loving anymore. I've given up. I'm walking away. I'm turning back. So a lot of people fainted during the pandemic. And if you are one of the ones who fainted, but you're here today, I'm here to pick you up. I'm here to throw a bucket of water, cold water on you and say, get up, get yourself together. A lot of people fainted during the pandemic because trying times and circumstances reveal who you really are and what you really have. Let me say it again. Trying times and circumstances reveal who you are and what you really have. So for a lot of us, the pandemic didn't start the problems. It revealed we had a problem. So out of it, the pandemic, it didn't make you broke. It showed you how badly you were handling your finances. The pandemic didn't start the argument at the house. No, it just showed the issues that y'all wasn't talking about because y'all were so busy working 8 to 10 hours a day and then coming home and just eating in separate rooms and then going to bed maybe in separate rooms or at separate times without really interacting with each other. That's what the pandemic revealed. And when you're in the same place at the same time, this stuff we got to deal with. trying times, circumstances reveal who you really are and what you really have. So why do we experience fading spells? Why do we give up? Why do we cave in? Why do we quit? Why do we pass out? Why do we zonk out, drop out, backslide, go back, take a flight? Why? People faint because something is lacking. People faint because something is lacking. And physically, you can faint because there's a blood deficiency. There's an iron deficiency. People faint because there's something that's lacking. I wish we all could say, like Jesus said to the rich young ruler. He said, Lord, what do I have to do to have eternal life? He said, you know, well, honor your mother and father. He said, yeah. I know all that. I've been doing all that since my youth. And Jesus said, one thing you lack, but the one thing he lacked, which was right relationship with money, with his stuff, not putting things before God. The one thing he lacked was the thing that would keep him from having eternal life, which was the God kind of life. Jesus said, one thing you lack, one thing. Sometimes that one thing could be the thing that's making you faint. But God gave me seven of them. God gave me seven of them. Seven things that can be lacking that cause you to have fainting spells. Because I want you to avoid having fainting spells. Giving up, caving in, quit. Throwing in the towel. Not going back anymore. Scared. Running away from every trial. Running away from every trouble. Running away when things get hard. Can I tell y'all? Let me be transparent about something. I was telling my staff yesterday. It must have been about seven or eight years ago. Y'all know we've always been building, always been doing something. And I went through a spiritual dearth. I was still preaching. I was still teaching. But I felt like I was going through the motions. I felt like I was coming to church. And y'all know if you come to worship at Right Direction, we have anointed praise and worship. Can I tell you, every church don't have anointed praise and worship. I'll never forget the first time I invited Pastor Dollar to our church. I invited a pastor friend of mine here in the state, and he came to our Bible. He came to the service, and he had never been at a Right Direction service before. And he called me. He said, Bailey, man, your worship is anointed. Watch this. He said, God talked to me in worship. God talked to me in worship. And I'm like, wow, you are really exposing that you're not used to real worship. Because God always talks to you in worship. If you really get in worship, God starts talking to you. There's an exchange. And, but he can't, what was I saying about that? He came to my church, but, and he started experiencing God. God started talking. Let me get back to my point here. I lost the point I was making about that. So people faint because something is lacking. What's lacking? One thing thou lackest. And one or combination of these seven things may be lacking. Number one. Yes, as in that, you could faint for lack of food. Not eating. In this case, I'm talking about spiritual food and the word of God. Some of you, yeah, Bible study like I'm doing now is helping. But can I tell you, nothing takes the time of you taking your own time and getting and reading and meditating in the word of God. And I know we all got the Bible on our phones, and that's wonderful. So if you're sitting in the airport, you can easily pull it out. That's wonderful if you want to quickly look up a scripture. But can I tell you, I want to encourage many of y'all, go back and get a relationship with your Bible. I mean, the kind of Bible that, and even this one, this Bible here is pretty new because it was given to me as part of my my bishop elevation and consecration on September 8th, 2018. So this is a new one. You can see it's a new one. You can even see that I've been haven't used it much as I've been using my old Bibles. Okay. I'm looking on my desk here. But my old Bibles are raggedy. Old Bibles. And the reason why they're raggedy, because when you get a real relationship with your Bible, you want that Bible. You know how to use that Bible. It's like David saying, I can't wear your armor. I'm not used to it. I have not proved it. I want to encourage many of you, get back into nourishing yourself, fixing your own spiritual food. Yeah, I'm your pastor. But sometimes you can have a deficit because you lack food, not eating spiritual food. Matthew 15:32. This is in the context of Jesus getting ready to feed the 5,000. Look what Jesus says here in Matthew 15:32. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me now 3 days. They've been following Jesus around the shores of Galilee for 3 days without going home, wanting to see a show in some cases. Some cases hearing the word. See, because they continue now with me 3 days and have nothing to eat, I will not send them away fasting. Why? Lest they faint in the way. If you don't eat, you will faint. If you don't, and watch this. And some of us know this. Some of us eat what our parents just call, they call junk food. Junk food. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Sister Rebecca. I'm going back. I was talking about this fact that years ago, about 7-8 years ago, I was going through the most. I wasn't, and I was just preaching and I was teaching. I was doing everything that I do, but I wasn't feeling anything. I know why I got distracted, because I was in worship. And God usually talks to me in worship. And we have these great worship experiences like that pastor wasn't used to. And I wasn't feeling anything. I wasn't sensing anything. And I started to understand why some pastors stop pastoring. But no, can I tell you, for me, giving up wasn't an option. Resigning wasn't an option. Going back to claims of Justin was not an option. All of a sudden saying, well, the Lord called me to be an evangelist and start an itinerant ministry. That wasn't the option. I had to push through and not faint. And sometimes stuff get hard for us. First thing we want to do is run away, quit. Well, I ain't feeling it anymore. I wasn't feeling it for like 7 months to a year. I wasn't feeling it. But I knew it wasn't nothing on God's part. It was something I'm going to have to work through and push through, because the Lord didn't call me to just pastor at that point for 18 years or whatever it was. God called my life. And he says he wants to be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. But many times you're not going to do that if you give up so easily. Give up just because you're not feeling it. So what? We walk by faith, not by sight, not by feelings. Meantime, we're lacking food. He said, I'm not going to send them away lest they faint for not having food. Deuteronomy 8:3. You need spiritual food. Deuteronomy 8:3. He's reviewing with this second generation coming out of Egypt, the ones giving going to the promised land. He's telling them how God dealt with their parents and their grandparents. Deuteronomy 8:3. And he says, and he humbled thee, talking about as a nation, and suffered thee to hunger. He allowed you to hunger, but then he fed you with manna. Come on, anybody ever been hungry? But thank God he fed us. Which thou knewest not. Watch this. Neither did thy fathers know. But why did he do? He fed them with manna that he might make thee to know. Mother Williams, the mother of church God in Christ in Maine, she still would say, the Lord will make me to know. The Lord will make you to know. The Lord, and I'm just realized now. I always sound a little weird when she said that. I realize now where she get it from. She said, the Lord made me to know. The Lord will make you to know. He said that he might make thee to know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by what? By every word that proceedeth out the mouth of the Lord doth man live. You can't live without the word of the Lord. But you can't just live off food and junk food and natural food. Okay, you can be strong physically and very weak spiritually. Because you eat natural food, but you're not eating and digesting spiritual food. Man doesn't live by bread alone, by natural provision. Man lives by the word of God. It's in him that we live, we move, we have our being. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. The word was God. Live by the word. Look what Job says. Job understood the importance of God's word as food for his spirit to keep us from fainting. That's why he was able to keep going despite his trial. Job 23:12. Job said, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Somebody said, I ain't got it like that. Now that's a little too much. He's doing the most there. Job says, I esteem your word more than natural food. For me, that means more than lobster bisque and a nice T-bone steak from Ruth Chris. I've eaten a lot of steakhouses, y'all, all around. I was so disappointed. We was away last week, so disappointed. I set this restaurant. This restaurant's supposed to be the best one on where we were in that country. And I set it up a month in advance for our anniversary. And I ordered filet mignon. And they brought me a very sharp steak knife. And me and that filet mignon had a tussle. That filet mignon said, I shall not be moved. I was so mad. And I love a good juicy steak. Job said, I esteem the words from your mouth more than a good juicy steak. What's your favorite food? What's your favorite food? That's natural. But Job loved God's word so much and realized the importance of it, the value of it. He said, I esteem your word more than my necessary food, which is interesting. It shows that food is necessary for the physical body. He said, but I need your word more than I need necessary food for the body. God tells Ezekiel 3, 1 through 3, he says, son of man, eat that thou findest. Eat this roll. This roll refers to the word of God. Eat this roll and speak to the house of Israel. So I open up my mouth and he caused me to eat that roll. I open up my mouth. He caused me to eat that roll. Notice he had to open up his mouth. If you want God to feed, you got to open up your mouth. God said, if you open up your mouth, I will fill it. Come on. He that hungers and thirsts for righteousness shall be filled. Sometimes, come on, ask God right now, Lord, give me a hunger for your word. Give me a hunger for spiritual food so I don't faint. He said, he caused me to eat. Verse 3, and he said unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. All this is spiritual. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. Some of us, we got to fall in love with God's word. Seriously, y'all, I know this is going to seem really crazy, exaggerated, but there were times, I mean, especially years ago, you know, when I was really first getting illuminated to the reality of God's word and really getting understand. I would be reading the word and something would bless me so much or get such revelation. I would pick my Bible and say, God, this is so good. Oh, God, I love your word. Ask God to give you a hunger for his word. If you hunger and thirst, you'll be filled. So sometimes we faint. We give up, we cave in, we pass out, we backslide, we get in the flesh, even stop coming to church because we lack food. We lack spiritual nourishment. And let me forewarn y'all, I don't mean any harm, but I got to tell y'all the truth. Some of y'all go to churches where you're getting no food. You're getting junk food. Y'all jump, you run, you shout, you fall out. You have great music. We got the beat machine. We dance all through the service. And then you have no victory in your life because all you got is a jump and a shout and an emotional experience. And you have never really fallen in love with the word of God. I know it because I'm a teacher. And I know I go to churches. And the same word that people who love the word will just rejoice about, other people fall asleep on me because they're used to entertainment. I don't mean any harm, y'all. You can't eat everywhere. You can't eat everywhere. Some people just giving you junk food and kibbles and bits. And then you wonder why you can't stand. Then you wonder why you can't go through anything. And you had such an awesome experience in church. And what do you do? What do you do when the awesome experience you had in church, you can't have anymore because your church doors aren't open? If you got this, and you're taking this and hid it in your heart, you'll still be all right. So you lack food. Let me move on. Number two. Number two, people faint because they lack. Number one, they lack food. Number two, you lack a pastor. You faint because you lack a pastor. I don't mean any harm, y'all. I appreciate all of y'all connected to me, but you need a pastor. You need a pastor. You don't need to just go streaming through the internet to see who look good. Look who got a good video production. And going from church to church. When we first came to Columbia, which there was some of y'all, I'm aging myself now. We used to have something called a phone book, which was thicker than the Bible. And so we started the church in March of the next year. But until then, we started church. Even though we were here to start a church, we had to go to church somewhere. And so I remember getting the phone book. We got the phone book, and I was looking for a non-traditional church. So I looked for names that said Christian Center or Worship Center or House of Evangelism, you know, looking for a non-traditional name. Today, of course, you look for a church that got an action word. Fight church, jump church, run church. I don't mean it harm y'all, but you know how these names go now. Run church, kick church. Power church. That's why I probably look. And I was just looking through the phone book. And for about a month, every Sunday we went through the phone book and I found a church based upon the name. We didn't know anybody. Can I tell you, that ain't how you find a church. You can't just go through the phone book, get online, see who got a good streaming service and decide that's going to be your church or at least your church this week. You need a pastor.
Trying times and circumstances reveal who you really are and what you really have. Sometimes we experience spiritual fainting spells. In this series, Bishop Herbert Bailey shows us what we're lacking and how to avoid fainting spells in trying times. To order this message, call 877-798-5433 or order online at www.rightdirection.info. Just ask for avoiding fainting spells. As we continue to socially distance, be sure to stay connected with us online. Stream our services on Facebook and YouTube, as well as rdci.info via the Watch Live tab. Sunday morning services are at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and our website. Wednesday Bible study airs at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, Women's Bible Study airs at 12 noon via Facebook Live. Consider connecting with us as a partner or an iChurch member. More information about our partnership and iChurch member services can be found on our website at rdci.info. For consistent updates and encouragement, connect with us on social media through Facebook at Right Direction Church International and on Twitter and Instagram at TheRDCI. Right Direction Ministries, transforming lives and impacting generations.